Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Jeremiah chapter 33, verses 15 and 16. In those days, and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to grow up from David's line. He will establish justice and righteousness on earth. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will dwell securely. The dead come back to life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In Northern California, you can visit some of the largest trees on the face of the earth. Giant sequoias tower over 300 feet above the forest floor. A single branch from one of these trees measures 150 feet long. Their trunks can measure over 20 feet around. These ancient trees are huge. When a giant sequoia gets sick and dies, it needs to be cut down. What's left behind is a massive stump, dead and decaying. Yet if your family were to drive through a sequoia forest, you would see something very surprising. You would find a giant stump with all kinds of stump sprouts growing out of it. Basically, little sequoia trees growing up from the dead stump. In a sense, the dead tree comes back to life. God used a similar picture to describe his Old Testament people hundreds of years before the birth of Jesus. Like a giant sequoia, Israel had once been a mighty nation, ruled by King David, a faithful follower of the Lord. Yet the nation became spiritually sick, as many of the kings who followed David trusted in other gods. Eventually, like a dead tree, their kingdom was destroyed. They no longer had a king. Many were sent far away from home. The people felt sad and hopeless. But the Lord made a promise. A righteous branch would grow up from David's line. Like a stump sprout, a king would come from David's family to give life to God's people. He will save them from their sins so they could live with him forever. That king would be our Savior, Jesus. Sometimes we feel sad and hopeless. A friend moves away or we move away. A family member or friend passes away. Maybe we see our parents, brother or sister feeling sad or worried. It makes us afraid. We wonder if things will ever get better. In that moment, our hope feels dead like a stump. But do you remember God's promise? If he can cause living trees to grow up from dead stumps, Jesus can bring us back to life when we feel hopeless. Jesus came into our world to forgive our sins. He came to wipe away our tears. He came to comfort us when we feel sad and protect us when we feel scared. Jesus came to give us hope in him. Not an I hope so hope, but an I know so hope. Jesus came to bring us back to life. We pray to Jesus, our living hope. Dear Jesus, you are the righteous branch. Thank you for coming into our world to give us life and restore our hope. Help us to trust in you and your promises, always. Amen.
We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.